Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the Life Point Drivecast. My name is Lee, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus, and really excited that we're wrapping up our three-week series, Wide Open World, or WOW, as we like to say. That really is, today is kind of culminating our three-week emphasis around our opportunity and privilege as followers of Jesus to join in God's global activity around the world. That we get to be a part of God's kingdom advancement happening not just in our own cities, but in cities and places all around the world. And that is possible by people like you who are willing to say yes, to taking time to pray, to think about, to go before God and ask Him to move on behalf of others, by willing to give, by willing to set aside resources that if you have not given this week, I pray and encourage you to set aside and to think, Lord, how can you use me in whatever generosity, God, that I could set apart to help advance your kingdom through our WOW offering? Man, I would love for you to be a part of that. That today is the last day to help be a part of that that offering. And so we want to just see that we are putting forward whatever we can to help the gospel to go forward. And then lastly, it's by going, by being willing ourselves to say yes to go. To go on one of these trips, to go and be a part of helping spread the good news of Jesus wherever God would send you. And one of the places we want to highlight today is one of our partners in Argentina, one of the orphanages there that is this year is celebrating 100 years of being in existence. And it's just an amazing opportunity to go and to serve kids and this center. It's called Hogar El Alba, which just means home of the dawn. And it's just a really amazing opportunity that we get to be a part of to help this orphanage help children who don't have a family to find a family, to help support the ministry of help reminding these kids that even though they may not have an earthly family right now, that because of Jesus, they have a heavenly and a spiritual family that will never leave them nor forsake them. And so what a great way that we get to be a part of that. And would love for you to check out the devotion that is there that really captures Micah's story of being a part of this team. And it was just incredible to see how God is using each of us and how God can use you. And that this time next year, we could highlight your story about how God used you to be a part of helping others. And in that vein of talking about helping others, our scripture today is from Mark 10:45. You may be a verse you're very familiar with. Jesus said these words, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." And I think that captures so well the heart and the mindset that we have as we go, that we are servants as we go. That in the same way Jesus came as a missionary to serve, to not be served, that everywhere he went, he looked to meet needs, to meet the needs of those around him, whether it was physical needs, relational needs, and most importantly, spiritual needs. And so as God would use you this year, how can you go and serve? What would it look like for you to take on the identity and the attitude of a servant, to give your life for others, to lay down your comforts and your preferences, to lay down the things that you may want to hold on to, but to say, Lord, I'm going to be open-handed with these because, God, I'm here to serve. I'm here. Use me, Lord, to accomplish your purposes, both in our own communities, but also in communities around the world. And so I just want to pray right now. I want to pray that God would use the faithfulness of Life Point of our people over this last week in the ways that we are setting aside our treasures to say, Lord, this is about your kingdom, for your kingdom to come here on earth. It's not about our own kingdom and our own wants, and that God would far exceed our goal as a church of over $466,000 could be given to help advance the gospel this next year. I mean, how amazing would that be? And then for each of our campuses, not sure what campus you attend, but I know in Plain City, we're praying that God would raise up $32,000 for our own campus to be sending out more people to be a part of his activity of sharing the gospel and spreading his kingdom around the world. And so let's just take some time to pray and thank God, one, for the fact that he would invite us into this process, that God would bless whatever was given this last week, and that God would use you to be a part of spreading the gospel. So let's take some time and let's do that. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you for him coming to serve, God, that if anybody had the right, the freedom, Lord, the sense that they could come and others could serve them. It would be Jesus. But God, he leveraged his position to be one of a servant. And so God, may that be something that would challenge each of us. That God, as we go through our day, that we would look at and see, Lord, how can we serve? How can we serve in our homes? How can we serve in our workplaces? How can we serve in our church? God, how can we serve in your kingdom? What would it look like, God, to be servants? And so, Lord, as we go and think of people like Micah who went this last year to Argentina and really, God, went to serve. Lord, would you use whoever's listening now, God, over this next year as I think about, Lord, how you would use them to serve others, to meet needs. That, God, that would be possible, God, because they were willing to sacrifice their time, willing to sacrifice, Lord, their treasures to advance your kingdom. And so, God, we pray that you would do far more than we could ever ask or imagine. And God, may your generosity, God, that you show us flow through us, God, as we give back to you, because you have so generously given to us. And Lord, we pray for our orphanage partner there in Argentina, for Hogar. God, we pray that you would continue to bless them with all the resources they need to help the families and to be able to adopt and to take care of the children that are there. Would you protect them, Lord? Would you just continue to help them, Lord, to be a light in that place? And God, would that be possible because of the generosity of the people at Life Point? That God, we would go and we would give, and that God, you would continue to help us make disciples of all nations, Lord. And so we're grateful, Lord, for what you're going to do. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you take a moment? Would you pray?